Mama. Mama. Mama, I made it. I occupied Parliament. Remember the Occupy Parliament demonstrations? But tell Papa I'm sorry. I won't come home tonight. Not because I'm spending at a friend's. No. Not because I'm among the injured. No. Not because I was abducted as they have done to most of us. That would have been better. I'm in a cold, dark place. The morgue, Mama. I know Papa will be angry. Why I wore his shoes. I had to. I know they're bigger, but I had to. Otherwise, no one could have. I know you'll complain that I have read too much politics novels. Please don't let him blame Animal Farm. Don't let him blame Kidaga Kimeozea. Don't let him blame Tumbo Lisiloshiba. Don't let him blame Kifo Kisemani. They hailed us for being fearless, Mama. They called it an historic moment. Actually, unprecedented. Did you watch the news? All over the country, thousands of us marched forward, wearing mostly black, chanting slogans and singing revolutionary songs. They called us Gen Z, Mama. Some MPigs say we have watched too much Netflix and we eat KFC. Sorry for the spelling, Mama, I meant MPs. Did you see how we sang Kudade with MC Gogo? Did you see how Giuliani turned up and we sang Utawala? That song you call Nikonjana Siwezi Karanga. Did you hear sing Tujiangalia by Sauti Soul? Have you seen King Kaka's one Nataka Kutumaliza? Did you see how Mulamwa gave us tea and mandazi? Have you seen all the comedians, content creators, influencers, and Kenyans? I told you it will be big, Mama. I told you. We marched forward, Mama, slowly and peacefully, like you told me. We said we were peaceful. They rattled us with tear gas and water cannons, Mama. We coughed, we cried, we choked, and the smoke. But still we marched on, we marched. I'd miss the sting of the pink water they sprayed on us with those beastly vehicles. But nothing was more painful than hearing them pass that draconian punitive bill, Mama. Remember how you used to forcefully give us porridge by locking us between your legs? Remember pinching our noses, then pouring a ton of porridge in our forcibly open mouth? Remember leaving us with two choices, swallowing or choking to death? Remember, that's what they did to us today, Mama. But unlike in the past, today's child chose the letter, death. We approached the parliament as promised, Mama. We eventually occupied parliament, Mama. Albeit briefly, Mama. The world gave in and we entered, Mama. I'm sorry, I did not taste the rice as some of us did, Mama. All I tasted was the bullets, Mama. They sprayed me with the bullets, Mama. That's why I won't come home, Mama. My battle is over, Mama. I'm sorry.
But not the Revolutionary War, Mama.